You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Acts chapter 3, 19 and 20, and then verse 26. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. This is a fairly simple message, which I think we can easily overlook or let our eyes kind of glaze over and our thoughts wander to other things. Yeah. I've heard this before. Repentance is such a common Christian theme. We can forget how crucial and wonderful this action is. In fact, in a season when we're called to be alert and attentive, there's extra care I think we must give to passages like this, which might lull us to be distractive and inattentive. I'm partly saying this to myself as I think the Spirit is telling me something here. These short verses from Peter's brief kind of spur-of-the-moment preaching, as the men of the temple were in awe of the healing that he had just done on the lame beggar at the beginning of Acts chapter 3. He explains to his audience that repentance has three significant benefits: that sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that God may send the appointed Christ to you. And while our passage is addressed to those responsible for sending Jesus to his death, there's a way in which the scripture kind of breaks through the limitations of space and time, and these words sort of break through to us, to me, to you. When we repent of our sins, God will wash us clean. He will refresh us by his presence, and he will send Christ to us, and thus use us to extend his own kingdom. So some questions to consider more personally here. Are there areas that I need to repent from and turn away from in this season of Advent? Will I take advantage of this reminder and invitation to repent and to turn to him? Will I focus on this call and see, oh, there's something for me here, that my own sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that God may send me the appointed, or send to me the appointed Christ to use me to build and extend his kingdom.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.